الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. 150 statements from the Amir of Ahl Sunnah. The Amir of Ahl Sunnah's successor made this dua: O Lord of the Prophet, whoever reads or listens to the 25-page booklet, 150 statements from the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, make them passionate to serve Islam and allow them to act upon the Sunnah. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The fourth caliph of Islam, Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, said, recite salat upon Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam whenever you pass by a masjid. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The words of wisdom uttered by the pious when advising his son Luqman the wise radiyallahu anhu once said, attend gatherings of scholars and consider this a must for yourself. Listen attentively to the speech of the wise, for Allah gives life to a dead heart by the light of wisdom, just as He gives life to the earth through droplets of rain. Just as words of knowledge and wisdom enlighten a person's thought patterns and insight, acquiring Islamic knowledge also leads to attaining reward. Alhamdulillah, following in the footsteps of our pious predecessors, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, provides easy to understand answers to Islamic questions. His responses are issued in light of Quran and Hadith. At times, he also shares priceless pearls of wisdom regarding other topics, such as medicine. He provides solutions to many pertinent issues and renders this process unique with his monumental spectrum of Islamic knowledge. Onlookers find their hearts illuminated with fear of Allah and love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. His gatherings are a treasure trove of counsels and advice, as well as a source of guidance for the misguided. Here are selected statements of his regarding a multitude of topics. 150 statements of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. Number 1. Islam conveys a message of peace and serenity. Number 2. You must take anything you wish to do seriously. A person reaches his goal when he does this. Number 3. Learn to be content with livelihood enough to suffice you. Number 4. Avoid useless speech, lest it leads you to sinful speech. Number 5. The more religious qualities a murid possesses, the more his murshid will love him. Number 6. Parents should not show their children that they love one sibling more than the other. The child may otherwise develop an inferiority complex, which can lead to their ruin. Number 7. I do not like the idea of uploading photos of myself to my personal account on social media. Try not to seek fame and remove these images of yourself. Number 8. The more Satan whispers to you about not doing a good deed, the more determination you should show in carrying it out. Number 9. Children should be taught to treat animals with kindness. Number 10. You should never be content with your good deeds. Always remain in fear of Allah's hidden plan. Number 11. Obey your murshid to acquire his spiritual attention. Number 12. Writing books is not an easy task. Only he who is capable should undertake this endeavor. Number 13. To find out how good a friend someone is, travel or do business with him. Number 14. If we do not speak, our words remain ours. They belong to others as soon as we say them. They will do with them what they wish. Number 15. Companions of the Prophet would teach their children to be brave. Our children should be as brave as lions. Number 16. Everyone should join us in our movement to develop our country and keep masjids populated. If every child of ours begins to offer salah, the country will prosper. Number 17. Greatness is in the sunnah. Number 18. Manliness is not to participate in unfounded customs and practices. A man is he who has society follow behind as he leads. Number 19. Learn to be frugal. If you had food left over, eat it the next day rather than throwing it away. Number 20. Anything bearing connection with the righteous is tabarruk, i.e. means of blessing. Number 21. Serve your parents instead of having them serve you. Number 22. Seeking forgiveness from others does not decrease your value but increases it instead. Number 23. Avoid unnecessary matters so that you do not fall into sin. Number 24. Our work is not to force someone but to advise. Number 25. Do not rely upon your deeds, rely upon the mercy of Allah. Number 26. When eating in a group, do not allow others to be repulsed by your mannerisms. You should exhibit exceedingly refined behavior. Number 27. Influence is conveyed less through words and more through company. Number 28. If a sincere person hides himself behind a thousand veils and performs a righteous act, Allah still grants them repute amongst people. Number 29. A person saving himself from disobeying Allah is a distinct sign he fears the Divine. Number 30. People love a sociable individual. Number 31. Be it Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha, we should be cautious regarding our food and eat a minimal amount. Number 32. In my experience, many Muslims nowadays do not know how to offer salah correctly. They do not recite correctly, nor correctly adhere to salah's pillars. Number 33. Every action of ours should be centered on pleasing Allah. Number 34. The purpose of our life is to please Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Yet, we are busy trying to please people. Number 35. Car owners should write in their vehicles, songs and films are not played in this vehicle. Passengers should kindly not insist. Number 36. When starting a business in search of permissible sustenance, opt for something that will allow you to serve Islam simultaneously. Number 37. Being aware of evil is a means of avoiding it. Number 38. Imams are respectable members of society and should be honored. Serve them, but do not give them money while shaking their hand. Rather, place it into an envelope and give it to them in private. Number 39. Caretakers of the masjid are perhaps the most ill-treated demographic. They should be given financial aid too. Number 40. Shops and other similar things should not be given sacred names, such as Ghothia Tailors, etc. This is because the said names could be subject to inadvertent disrespect. Keep worldly names instead. Number 41. Unfortunately, we live in a time of negligence. Instead of repenting to Allah when frightful things like lightning and thunder occur, we take delight in them. Number 42. To avoid sin, one must stamp out anything that leads to it. Number 43. Disobeying Allah is not the work of a Muslim, but of Satan. Number 44. Continue spreading the call to righteousness and your shyness will gradually fade away. Number 45. Refrain from anything that can open the door of transgression. Number 46. Frequent the graveyard, for it serves as a reminder. Number 47. Do not curse a doctor if you do not benefit from his treatment, as it is Allah who cures. Number 48. When something becomes associated with the Haramain, i.e. Makkah and Medina, or the pious, utilize the choicest of words when speaking of it, whilst remaining within the boundaries of Sharia. Number 49. Avoid every speech and action which can hurt the feelings of a Muslim. Number 50. Every person should try to become a scholar, as being one is an immense honor. Number 51. As much as possible, utmost decorum must be exhibited to one's teacher and books. Insha'Allah, a person shall then attain the essence of knowledge. Number 52. If an imam of a masjid is welcoming and kind, he can render great service to Islam. Such an imam is like a crownless king in his locality. Number 53. You should not cause a Muslim to have bad opinion of another. Number 54. If the character of a student is corrected and they become serious in the true sense of the word, they can do much for Islam. Number 55. Islamic books should be sold cheaply, so that as many people as possible can benefit from them. This is a requirement of religious ethics. Number 56. The beard and imamah are bounties which uproot the evil within a person. Number 57. Three people sitting on a motorbike is not only against the law and morally wrong, but it can also be life-threatening. Number 58. If providing medical treatment for parents means one must make do with eating less, it should still be done. Number 59. If a person wishes to carry out a good deed, it is necessary for him to be serious. Simply desiring it is not sufficient. Number 60. If someone inquires about your health, reply with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Children should be taught this too. Number 61. I have had passion to offer salah with congregation since my childhood. Number 62. Remaining silent has benefits in this world and the hereafter. Number 63. Watching Madani channel with good intentions is an act of worship, as it is a purely Islamic channel. Number 64. The excellences of Lady Aisha radiallahu anha are more than the stars and grains of sand. Number 65. One cause of poverty is calling parents by their name. Number 66. When addressing someone, speak to them eloquently and in accordance with their rank. Number 67. A truly righteous person is he who is judged to be righteous by Allah. Simply being well known is not enough. Number 68. Da'wat-e-Islami is a movement of practical actions, not just formalities. Number 69. Being famous is also a test. Number 70. Each individual should be called to righteousness in a manner befitting their psychological state. Number 71. If only we would stop for a moment and think before speaking. Number 72. You should not insult or criticize any Muslim. Number 73. A memorizer of the Quran should continue reciting it throughout the year. This way, his memorization shall remain strong. Number 74. When traveling via airplane or bus, try to avoid traveling during Salah times. Number 75. Make your children into lions. Have them read the booklets of Da'wat-e-Islami and keep them away from scary fictional stories. Number 76. People commonly say, Allah said this or the Quran said this, unless what you are saying is 100% valid or you have had it validified by a certified mufti or scholar, this approach is very wrong and one should not make such self-derived statements. Number 77. A believer is gentle in nature and softly spoken. Number 78. A gentle person is loved by all. Number 79. Repent sincerely to enlighten and renew your inward state. Number 80. Intentionally missing salah causes the heart to become unclean. Number 81. Wherever a Muslim finds himself, he is bound by the principles of Islam. Number 82. Instead of throwing food towards people during Maulid processions, give it to them in their hands. Number 83. Participate in Maulid processions with such dignity and etiquette that even non-Muslims accept Islam by observing you. Number 84. A true memorizer of the Quran accepts and acts upon its commands. Number 85. The harms of mobile phones outweighs their benefits. Number 86. One should take themselves to account daily for a precious day of their life has passed. Number 87. World history teaches us how change always takes place at the hands of one person whilst others support him. Number 88. A lighting displays and niyaz are preparing food to convey its reward to a religious personality are all hallmark of Sunnis. Number 89. Somebody might be able to steal what is in our hands, but nobody can steal what is in our destiny. Number 90. The way to keep masjids populated is to invite a new person to join you when you depart for salah. Arrange for a study circle delivered from blessings of sunnah thereupon. Attach your heart to the masjid itself. Make dhikr and recite invocations when inside it. Number 91. Your heart should be as vast as an ocean. He whose heart is easily offended cannot do anything of this world, let alone a religious task. Such a person also has very few friends. Number 92. If you wish to be successful, your heart must be overflowing with love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Number 93. Seek treatment from a doctor who is trustworthy and fears Allah. Number 94. Someone who truly acts upon the pious deeds booklet can be immediately recognized even if surrounded by thousands of others. Number 95. Acting upon Islam brings honor, the likes of which is envied by worldly leaders. Number 96. Sitting with a righteous person can sometimes transform a person's destiny. Number 97. Madani Muzakara is a treasure of knowledge. Number 98. Acquiring religious knowledge is a very important act of worship. Number 99. Young girls should be made to wear Islamic veil from time to time so that they acquire the mindset to cover themselves before they reach maturity. Number 100. Do not say a Muslim has perished. Instead, say that they have passed away. Number 101. If the Imam and Muazzin are friendly and welcoming, people will gather around them. Number 102. The Imam and Muazzin should suffice with the little they have. They should never plead to the wealthy. Number 103. Love of the Prophet is a lamp you must enlighten your heart with. By doing this, you will attain success in this world and the hereafter. Number 104. The opinion of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh is the final word for us. Number 105. We can only avoid sin if we are aware of the punishments they incur. Number 106. How can one disobey such a beneficent Lord who bestows countless bounties upon us? Number 107. An employee is not usually loyal to a boss who scolds him. Number 108. Kind words harbour such charm and efficacy as they can cause a sinner to correct his ways. Number 109. Harsh words contain poison and cause children to become rebellious. Number 110. Staring at someone in an angry way without a valid reason legislated by Sharia is a sin. Number 111, if a person has sincere passion, success falls at his feet. Number 112, if there is no follow-up made regarding some work, it slows down and then stops altogether. Number 113, if he attempted to rectify a person and they began to practice the sunnah, it is as though you have rectified their future offspring too. Number 114, take full advantage of the blessing that is Madani channel and invite others to watch it too. Number 115, the essence of commemorating an urs, i.e. death anniversary, of a religious personality is to follow in the footsteps of the person whose urs is being observed. Number 116, just as a person has a craving for food, their desire for performing salah and other good deeds should be greater. Number 117, from the beginning, children should be dissuaded from eating excessively and wearing extravagant clothing. Number 118, if you have good intentions, it is rewardable for you to feel pain upon the religious loss of a person. Number 119, Sharia must be adhered to even during weddings. The advice of family members should not be accepted when it comes to customs that oppose this. Our relatives do not hold the authority to enter us into paradise nor place us into hell. Number 120, a mufti is a person of exceptional intelligence. Number 121, calling someone by their name is sunnah. Number 122, hugely unfortunate is he upon whom the door of rectification is closed. Number 123, form a mindset that even if you are hit or pushed, you will never leave the Islamic environment of Dawat-e-Islami. In fact, hold on to it so strongly that even if a person was to cut you into pieces, they will be unable to make you let go. Number 124, if you wish to attain the blessings of the pious elders, then practically follow their biographies. Insha'Allah, you will gain a host of blessings and even begin distributing them to others. Number 125, no matter how inappropriately a person poses a question, we should respond in the best of manners, with patience and forbearance. Number 126, no sin can bring you peace. Number 127, haram wealth does not contain any blessings. It will leave you one way or another. Number 128, love for fame is an evil thing. It leads to destruction in this world and the hereafter. Number 129, we are to live and die for Allah. Number 130, oppression leads to darkness in the hereafter. Number 131, if we truly avoid useless speech as we should, this would be a great bounty from Allah. Number 132, even a one-day-old baby should be spoken to respectfully. Number 133, if a person addresses you with inappropriate titles, you should still speak to them politely. Number 134, if one was to act upon the pious deeds booklet precisely, he will become pious. Number 135, attach yourself to the crown of the saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, and he will take you to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 136, in terms of the hereafter, the grave is the first stage. Number 137, sin can lead to faith being taken away and it increases the risk of it being ruined. Number 138, the disease of sins is more harmful than physical diseases. Number 139, to taunt a person because his son is non-practicing is to hurt his feelings. Number 140, the greatest calamity is disbelief and polytheism. Number 141, at the time of Salah, doctors and shopkeepers should place a sign at their shop and go to pray in congregation. This sign should have prayer break written on it, and beneath this it should say, I love Dawat-e Islami. Number 142, the bliss of loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a never ending treasure. Number 143, he who offers tahajjud salah has an illuminated face. Number 144, a masjid is not adorned through lights but through salah. Number 145, if everyone used electricity responsibly, load shedding could be decreased across the country. Number 146, he who bows in the court of Allah attains high ranks. Number 147, the time of dawn has special virtues. Sustenance is distributed from the start of dawn till sunrise. Number 148, make the mobile phone a tool for communication. Do not use it for entertainment. Mobiles have become tools of sin today. Number 149, when you narrate a hadith, do not add your own words to it. Number 150, a passionate person carries out good works in the best of manners, yet carries out negative works in the worst. A pertinent gem from the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's verbal treasures. Question: how does one develop modesty within themselves? Answer: modesty can be found in everyone, but to varying degrees. This rings true even for non-Muslims, as they too possess at least a scarcity of it. If this was not the case, why would anyone wear clothes in public? It is modesty that causes us to clothe ourselves. Yet the modesty of a Muslim is entirely unique. For example, Amir al-Mu'mineen Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu possessed this to a wondrous extent. Even when changing clothes inside the privacy of his home, his physical mannerisms overflowed with graceful modesty. We too should assess the touchstone of our modesty. We are sat here appearing presentable and modest as of now, but depending on the situation, our behavior fluctuates and meanders. A hadith says the more modesty, the better. A regrettable fact is how we do not display modesty where we need to, and vice versa. We must show this quality before we sin. Do not cover ourselves correctly or look at haram things. Our modesty must tell us, my Lord is watching me. What will then happen to me if I indulge in these impermissible actions? Modesty's greatest right is for one to be modest in the court of Allah. Our state is such, however, that our modesty does not even stop us from sinning. Opposite to this, some feel shame or embarrassment in carrying out good deeds. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.